Senator Jose Peralta announced on his Facebook page that he was joining a growing group of breakaway Democrats in the Senate called the Independent Democratic Conference. They form a governing coalition with the Republicans. He said he did it to deliver a progressive agenda. What Peralta did not expect was a backlash in his Queens district. Within days, he found himself on the defense in a heated town meeting where he struggled to explain his decision and highlight what he called the failures of the regular Democratic conference.
I've heard enough of you.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, please.
There were advantages to being in the IDC, up until now anyway. Almost all of the members, who now number 9, get a committee chairmanship, which comes with an annual stipend of several thousand dollars. They also have more influence with the GOP than the other Democrats, and they take credit for helping pass an increased minimum wage and paid family leave law last year. But the difference now, since Donald Trump was elected president, is that political aggravations have been heightened, and it's playing out in all levels of government. Senator Peralta, speaking back in Albany on the first session day since his ill-fated town meeting, blamed it on organized opposition from the rank-and-file Democrats.
We counted about 60 agitators that were in the room. You know, and it was sent by the minority party, the minority conference, to really disrupt the meeting.
The senator says he knows from the sign-up sheets of the gathering that some of those attending were not from his district, and he says it only strengthened his resolve that he did the right thing.
One of the reasons why I left the Democratic Minority Conference is because of this bad-mouthing or cannibalizing of their members, some Democrats who may not agree with them. I don't agree with that tactic.
The leader of the regular Democrats, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, denies the accusations. She says New Yorkers are experiencing an awakening in the Trump era.
I think people are paying more attention than ever before to how government works and how policies get enacted.
And she accused the IDC members of being selfish and joining a false majority.
It has been beneficial to them in terms of perks.
She does not rule out primaries against some of the breakaway senators. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan defends the cordial relationship between the GOP and the IDC for the last 6 years. He says when it comes down to it, New Yorkers really want both parties to work together.
They want to know, I don't care what your label is, what are you doing for me? What are you doing about my property taxes? What are you doing about my kids' education?
Ironically, even if the IDC were to somehow make up with the rest of the Democrats, they would still not be in power in the Senate. That's because another Democrat, Senator Simcoe Felder, sits with the Republicans. That gives them the minimum 32-seat majority they need to keep control of the chamber. And he's shown no inclination to switch sides. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.